Well, it's been a minute since I did one of these questionnaires, and I thought I'd give this one a kick at the can. I don't know if I have good stories, though, Rascal. So what happened the last time I drove across state lines? Well, first of all, I don't live in a place with states. We have provinces. So, to be very literal, the last time I drove across state lines, I ended up in America, in Seattle. And Seattle is like Vancouver, but American. And I did a lot of tourism. You know, the guy who throws the fish around at the market, and God, and then ended up, oh, and our hotel had cupcakes. That was their little pineapple cupcakes. They were kind of a signature delicious thing. And then ended up just like wandering around the shopping district at like 10 o'clock going to H&M, and it was totally ridiculous. So that was what happened the last time I drove across the state line. The last time I was surprised. Oh, that was nice. It was a good surprise. I ate delicious food that someone cooked for me, and I was not expecting it to be delicious or that they would cook. That was a very satisfying and low-key surprise. What happened the last time I tried something new? Ooh. It was, I'm trying to think, is my life that boring that I don't have a new thing that I have tried recently? So the last time I tried something new, was to make a little commitment and to be accountable for some habits, because I like to imagine that I'm super independent and I don't need help or want help or accept help from anybody, and God forbid, I'm not going to ask for help. But I did. I asked for help with keeping myself out of this habit, and shockingly, I was rewarded with help. It's weird. You ask for something, people are sometimes willing to do it. That ended up being like a daily practice of accountability for a while, and that was really turned out into something like health enhancing and life enhancing and communication enhancing generally. What happened the last time I did something embarrassing? Oh my God. So, I mean, it's so relative. Like, maybe for some people, posting my like insane orgasms on GWA is embarrassing, but I guess I'm just not embarrassed about that, so let's just discount that as an embarrassment. I think I am sometimes guilty of enthusiasm and not knowing like social nuance very much. So I had a bit of a hissy fit in front of some people who probably didn't need to know or hear about it. And it was a work-related hissy fit. And I had to go back and, like, eat some crow and mop up the floor a little bit. You know, crying at work is just the worst. Oh my God. So that happened. It was a staff meeting and I got up on my soapbox. Oh my God. So it was just a lot of people asking if I was okay. And me being like, I'm fine. Clearly I'm fine. I'm not fine, but I'm not going to talk about it. So there was just yeah, that was what happened. Too long. Didn't read. Cried at work. Yelled at people. Felt embarrassed. The last time I drank too much. Ooh, God. Oh, actually, that was good. I was gonna, like, drag out war stories from, like, a decade ago, but I don't have to do that anymore. Thank God, all right? The last time I drank too much was great. My best girl stayed over. We stayed up late and drank wine and had a dance party in my living room. It was the middle of winter. And then we got, like, this a little bit soppy and emotional. And, you know, it was really sweet, actually. And then the next morning we went out for breakfast. And, you know, I just don't, as an adult, I don't have those kind of, I don't have those kind of just really low-key, low-stress, but high-reward friendships with women. Not a lot. I have a few really close friends. So to just get really silly and giggly and, like, basically be teenagers together was really fun and ridiculous. And I'm glad that doesn't happen on a every weekend basis anymore. Ooh. What happened the last time I was given a gift? I said thank you. The gift I'm thinking of is very meaningful and symbolic. And so what happened was it was very affirming and connecting. And I, honored the gift giving behind it a lot. And what happened the last time I cooked for someone? Oh, well, they said thank you. And then they ate it. I made waffles this morning. They were delicious. If you want to know the recipe, it's the Martha Stewart Easy Waffles for One. It makes four waffles. I think it's kind of a misleading title. There was maple syrup and blueberries involved. I'm Canadian. What can I say? What happened the last time I finished a book? I think I threw it across the room. Ugh, yeah. I'm in school, and I have almost no space to be reading fiction right now, which is a great loss. And I think the internet has contributed to my inability to have deep focus time, which is the subject of a book that I have not read yet, ironically called Reader Come Home. And it's entirely devoted to the subject of how this very medium is physically altering our brains as a culture. And so we are developing, like, light concentration and multitask skills, but our capacity for deep focus and deep contemplation and that skill is actually disappearing culturally. So anyways, I haven't read the book. It's too long. Don't read. But I did have to read this other book for school. My God, I wish that I had read the first one. And now I'm reading another one for school, along with, like, 89 fucking essays. Okay, what happened the last time I threw a party? It didn't rain, and that was the plan, that it would not rain, because it was a picnic party, and with croquet, and all manner of fancy teas, and it was in the park. And if it had rained, it would have been very sad. So everybody had a lovely time and played croquet and ate sandwiches and drank beer out of tea mugs, teacups. And we played some other games, and there was a good deal of merriment. And what happened the last time I listened to the audio? Oh, dang. I think I probably just, you know, I mean, it's not very safe for work. I totally masturbated. I totally came like a couple times. I mean, what else are you gonna do? All right. Thank you, Rascal King. Last hurrah. What a delightful questionnaire. Bye.